It's 26 degrees coming up on 8:56, and time to see what's happening on the commodity markets on this Tuesday morning. For that, we check in with Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we are higher across the everything this morning on corn up 2, 2.5. It was up 4, 4.5. Beans are up as much as 10. They're still up 3 to 4, and wheat still up 3 after being up 8. So higher prices today across the board in the grains. March up 2.25 at 361. December corn up 1.5 at 383.25. Really no news out there to push them a lot higher. Just still poor usage and worries about too much around the world. March beans up 5 at the moment, 877.75. New crop November's up 3.25 at 889.25. And we have March wheat at 460.5, up 3. The U.S. dollar up 89 at 96.88. We have gold for April up $18 at 12.1180. Silver down a penny at 15.39. The mini Dow index at 16,024, down 26. Mini S&P at 18.76, down 16. Crude oil, $29.12 a barrel. And that's after making big new highs yesterday on rumors that their four countries have agreed to keep production at the last January's level. Bonds at 165.17 at the moment. So we have grains higher, the rest of it all worried about worldwide oil concerns and economic news from the China, the Russia, the Europe. This is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
Thank you very much, Pete. We appreciate that report here on this Tuesday. And a couple of other notes here for you today. On the soybean side, some more on the CFTC data. Looked like from Friday, non-commercial net shorts and soybeans were at 70,539 as of February 9th. That's up about 30,000 from the previous week. Commercials increased their net longs from 51,668 to 84,218. That's a vote of confidence for soybeans value at some lower prices as well. And glancing at Wall Street here, it's a good start to the markets out east as the Dow is up 151 points so far, trading at 16,125. The S&P up 17 points. That's at 1,882. And the NASDAQ is up 61 points so far on this Tuesday, trading at 4,398. And as Pete mentioned, oil is still floundering here. It's below $30 per barrel still, and that's after the announcement we saw that Russia and Saudi Arabia had agreed to freeze production at January levels. Oil trading at $29.23 in New York. That's down 21 cents so far here on this Tuesday morning. Let's take a look at your weather forecast here locally for Champaign-Urbana. Cloudy skies. We have seen some fog out there this morning. That's mostly to our south and west. A little light fog in Danville at last report, but visibility there was at 5 miles. Visibilities were less than a quarter mile a little bit earlier in Decatur and down to a half mile in Charleston-Mattoon. Those have improved a little bit over the last hour and a half or so. We've got a high temperature of 36 degrees expected here today. East winds up to 5 miles per hour, shifting to the northeast this afternoon. Cloudy skies tonight, slight chance of snow this evening, the low 26. Mostly cloudy tomorrow and a high of 36 degrees. Partly sunny, warmer for Thursday, the high 46 degrees, and then a big warm-up for the weekend. Friday, windy, mostly sunny, a high of 62. Mostly sunny and 55 for the day Saturday. Partly cloudy, 53 for Sunday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.